Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo. This is part 5 of my guide dog diary. I left off Thursday evening, I think it was, so I will start with Friday. So we did the walk down into town again from my house and the post office, co-op and Superdrug. And Bruno actually took me into the co-op on the way, which was nice, and we let him do that because we didn't want to discourage him and sort of say, oh no, we don't want that yet. So that was good. I did the whole walk there and back off the second lead, which was really nice. I didn't know that I was off for the whole time. He's really getting to grips with it, although we did have a few glitches, which I'll talk about now. Firstly, it was bin day on our road and adjoining roads. So lots of wheelie bins out on the pavements, and we were walking along and Bruno stopped at a wheelie bin. Thought he might want to do a off-curb obstacle, but he didn't need to because there was plenty of room. Now, when a lot of the GDMIs, the advice given is that when your dog stops, you advance your position and walk up to their shoulder. And this, of course, made Bruno feel a bit hemmed in. So he started walking backwards and jumped up at me, like he was looking for reassurance. So I told him to get off and try it again. And he did the same thing again. So we walked down into town, and on the way back, Debbie was watching, and we got to, there was a motorbike, and it was on Bruno's left-hand side. And it was the one that the day before I'd caught with my sleeve, and it had made a bit of a noise because I'd caught the wing mirror. So he kind of paused because he'd remembered that and was a bit sort of wary. And Debbie just went, "Don't advance your position, Joe," she said. "Let's think," she said, "I'm thinking out the box here," sort of thing. She said, "Take a step back and give him room." So I stepped back and he just went over in front of me and then turned and took me straight back onto the straight line, which was brilliant because I was giving him the extra room that he needed. So evidently that's the thing to do with Bruno. And Debbie said, "You know what?" She said, "I'm learning things about Bruno's character," she said, "that I didn't even know." She said, "So it's a learning curve for me partly as well." And I said, "Well, you can't, when you're doing the advanced training, you can't possibly encounter every single thing, can you, in every eventuality and every situation?" And she agreed. And so she said, "You know, you can't always be textbook with a dog. Sometimes you've got to be a bit open-minded." So that was good. So we worked that out. So the rest of the walk home was great. And he did really, really well. Friday afternoon, we had decided that we would take Bruno and Bonnie for a free run together to see how they'd be. So we went in our car this time so that I could practice getting both dogs in the car. I mean, I'm always going to have Rob with me, obviously, but you know. So we did that and they were good. We went to the hotel because it's a free run area that's very secure, and they were great together. They weren't jumping all over each other. They were a little bit, you know, doing their own thing for a bit, and then they had a bit of a romp round. And the recall, I mean, actually Bonnie's recall was better because Bruno was there. I was whistling and calling Bruno, because what we did, Debbie ran off to, well, yeah, went off and called Bruno and Bonnie away, and then I was calling Bruno back and Rob was calling Bonnie. We both had treats, and Bruno was coming back to me and Bonnie was coming back to Rob. So Bonnie's recall had actually improved with having Bruno with her, so that was really good as well. And then we went up to the hotel and we sat in the bar and had a drink. And we told Jodie to come straight to the hotel from school because Debbie wanted to see how Bruno would react seeing Jodie in a public place. And he was Mr. Cool as a cucumber. He was chilled out. Jodie walked in, said hi, and he just lay there like, "Oh, it's you." But he wasn't jumping around all over the place, which was great. So he did that bit of socialising. Then our friends Ian and Elaine, that's Ian who blogs for VI Talk, they came in with their dogs. So that was a nice opportunity because we were going up to the hotel to meet them last night. So it was nice that Bruno got the chance to meet their dogs beforehand. So that worked quite nicely, and they were all good as gold. Because Evans and Dixie are just lovely. Ian and Elaine's dogs are so well behaved. So that was good. So then we went home, and just Friday evening was Friday evening. Dogs were fed, and they just sort of, you know, played around a little bit, and they had a good night. And then Bruno woke me up at, what time was it yesterday? It was about 7-ish, I think. So I fed them, and I thought, you know what, I'm going back to bed for a lie-in. So, he was great. They just, Bonnie and Bruno just got on their beds, and I was able to have a little lie-in. And then we didn't do much yesterday. We just sort of potted around and everything, because we knew that we were meeting Ian and Elaine last night, so we were going to walk up to the hotel. So what I had to do was walk Bruno on the lead, Jodie walked Bonnie, and I was on Rob's arm, but we had to walk the route as best we could the way that I would do it. And the only problem was that there was some glass in the middle of one of the roads where we'd normally, at the position we'd normally cross, so we had to adapt slightly with that, obviously. But other than that, it all went pretty well. The only problem is that when I'm describing a route to Rob, I'm describing how I feel it, how I walk it, whereas Rob's, you're seeing it, if that makes sense. So when I'm saying to him, oh, the pavement dips down a bit here, so we need to cross to go to the curb, and he's like, he's not feeling it the way I'm feeling it, because he looks around, and you know, and so it was quite difficult, but we did it. And we were going to free run the dogs, give them a quick blast around the free run area at the hotel, but it took us 35-40 minutes to get there, so the dogs were quite knackered anyway. So we just went straight in, met Ian Elaine, had a lovely evening. But the funny thing was, as we were leaving, Jodie and I took Bonnie and Bruno to the indoor spending pen at the hotel, and that was fine. And then we came back, and I said, oh, just going to nip to the ladies before we go. And Bruno wouldn't go in. Absolutely would not go in. It was like he was terrified, and I was trying to get him to come. I put my back against the toilet door, against the door into the toilets, if you know what I mean, into the room, and I had his lead in my left hand, and I'm saying, come on Bruno, come on, and he just pulled away and put his head down, and he was absolutely, it was like he was terrified. So I thought, well, I'm not pushing this, there must be a reason for this. Jodie wondered if there was a ghost, but I'm not convinced on that one, but there you go. I'm going to ask Debbie tomorrow if there's something that's happened in the hotel when he's been doing training, if perhaps they've been walking into the ladies, and perhaps somebody's been, had the tap on really fast, or they've just flushed the toilet, it's made a noise or something like that. But I'm certainly going to be asking about that tomorrow, because that was really interesting, and it was the first time I'd seen him behave like that. So hopefully that will be something and nothing. So then we walked home. We didn't get home till really, really late, early hours of the morning. Jodie was absolutely good as gold, and she enjoyed being out with us and seeing Ian and Elaine, and she loves being with all the dogs and everything. And it wasn't a school night, so that was okay. So we got home, we had a brew, and then crashed. And this morning, Bruno and Bonnie didn't get me up till 8:04, so that was rather nice. So I got up and fed them, all was good. Today we've kind of left them because they've seemed quite tired today after the sort of long walk last night. So we've just, Jodie and I took them out into the back garden this afternoon, and Jodie groomed Bonnie and I groomed Bruno. So that was nice, bit of bonding time, and nice for the dogs to be groomed at the same time, so there's no sort of argy-bargy and no pushiness, you know, pushing in like I want to be first. So that was really nice. And it's good that Jodie's taking responsibility for retired guide dog Bonnie. So that Bonnie will become more Jodie's dog as time goes on. So that's that. With a bit of a play, just with toys and things. And I laid on the floor, and Bruno jumped all over me, and so did Bonnie. So that was good. Bruno seems very interested in our youngest cat, Mitzi. He's not so bothered with Sophie, but Mitzi, he absolutely loves her to bits. And I was holding her on my knee, and he went up to her and he slurped her face. Poor thing must have thought she was going to drown, but he licked her whole face, and she just sat there. I don't think she was keen, but she didn't run away. she just laid on my knee and she let him, and they were sniffing her and sniffing her face and she was sniffing him. So he really has taken a shine to Mitzi. I'm not sure why Mitzi and why not Sophie. I think perhaps it's because Sophie's the one who will lift her paw to a dog if they're getting a bit too close, and she'll lift her paw. She won't scratch them, but she'll lift her paw sort of to say, back off, dog. So, and Mitzi's a bit more placid. So that's really interesting, the way he is with the way he interacts with Mitzi. So that's been this weekend. He really is a sensitive boy. He's very, very responsive, comes quite often and puts his head on my knee and just gazes at you. He loves watching telly. He likes watching sport on TV. He was watching the rugby the other day. Rob can't wait for the snooker to be on because we're wondering what he'll be like with the snooker, which would be quite interesting. But he'll just sit and gaze at the TV. It's quite funny. I'm training tomorrow morning, but Nicholas, who's the other guide dog owner, is coming down to the hotel for a week tomorrow to train with his dog. So I'm going to be training in the morning with Debbie, and then when he arrives at lunchtime, Debbie's going to spend the afternoon doing his orientation around the hotel and everything to make sure that he's okay, finding the dog run, the restaurant, etc. So I get the afternoon off. So I think Rob and I are going to take some photos of Bruno and Bonnie. So we will eventually get a picture for this playlist. And for anyone who is my friend on Facebook who can see photographs, there'll be some photographs put on there as well. So that's all good. That'll give us time to do that. I think that's it. It's going to be the route into town again in the morning. And then we'll see how the week progresses. There's going to be lots of different things this week, so I won't talk about those now. I'll tell you about those as we go. But it's been a good weekend. It's been nice and relaxed, and he's been a really good boy. Bonnie's good with him, and they're settling really well together. There's occasionally they'll push each other a little bit out the way, you know, but they're settling really well and getting on well. So Bonnie's starting to dream at the minute, so you may be able to hear her in the background just sort of making noises. So she's stopped now. But Bruno dreams as well. He makes very funny noises, and yeah, Bonnie's legs are starting to go. But I'll leave that there. I think I've remembered everything. If I think of anything else, I will let you know in another instalment. I hope you're enjoying these, and I will speak to you all soon. Take care. 22:14.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.